永生的真神上帝，唯有你配得我们的赞美。当赞美的旋律响起，让我们敞开我们的心，在你的面前得着那属天的安息。让我们从你领受各样属天的祝福，祈求你临在我们当中，祈求你聆听我们向你倾心吐意。当我们敞开自己全然向你，
当赞美的旋律响起，我的心全然向你，当圣灵的恩膏满溢，我的灵不再封闭，
赞美的清泉如春雨，
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所要播放的题目是圣灵给人恩赐，讲到神给世人赐下每个人不同的恩赐，为的是要使神他的美善能够借着我们彰显出来。每一个人都有神给他的恩赐， 让我们一起来分享。
I enjoyed your singing with the expressions of children.
我很享受看到你们在唱歌的时候能够用小孩子方式来表达。
You know, God likes that.
你知道神喜欢这样子。
The reason I think he likes it,
我想神喜欢这样的原因是
becauseWe're grown up outside of church, but inside church, we're not very big.
因为我们在教会里面是长大，但是其实我们里面并不是很大的。
When we come in the presence of God, He's big.
当我们到神的面前的时候，他很大。
Now we walk down the street, we're just as big as anybody else.
当我们走在街上的时候，我们跟任何人一样大。
But, When we come in the presence of God, we're not that big. We're
但是当我们到神的面前的时候，我们并不是那么大的，我们只是小孩子。
And it's good to be reminded of that.
能够想到这一点是好的。
They tell a very interesting story.
人们讲了一个很有趣的故事。
It is supposed to be true.
应该是真的。
That the Duke of York, the Prince of England, was riding in his carriage one day.
英国的王子有一天
坐在他的马车上，
跟他两三个贵族在一起。
And they passed a church.
他们经过一间教会。
And the prince had his carriage stopped.
那王子就叫他的马车停下来。
And the coachman get down.
马车夫下来了。
And wait for him.
在那里等着他。
And he went into the church and went down to the altar and knelt and prayed.
他听到教堂里面走到讲台前面跪下来祷告。
Well, the coachman followed him in and did the same thing.
那个马车夫就跟着他进去做了一样的事情。
And one of the nobles was very, very angry about it.
其中之一的贵族对这件事情非常非常生气。
How dare that common coachman kneel at the altar with the Prince of England?
这个普通的马车夫怎么敢跟英国的王子一同跪在讲台前面呢
？That was a terrible breach of etiquette.
这样子是违反了礼仪的。
And right there and then he reprimanded him and sent him out.
他就当场在那里责备了马车夫，要把他送出去。
But the prince heard it all.
但是王子听到了这一切。
And he stopped.
他阻止了。
He stood to his feet and he called the coachman back.
他站起来，他叫把马车夫叫回来。
And he said to the noble,
他对那个贵族说
He said, Sir, in this place,
他说先生在这个地方
there is neither prince nor common coachman.
在这个地方没有王子，也没有寻常的马车夫。
We are just plain human beings before God.
在神的面前都只是人。
In this place, things different.
在这个地方，事情是不一样的。
And when we come into the presence of God and realize we are so little,
当我们进到神的面前，明白我们是这么渺小，知道的这么少，所拥有的这么少，而且是这么的年幼。
It's good to remind ourselves of that once in a while.
我们有时候这样提醒自己是好的。
And just not pretend like we're children.
不是说假装我们像小孩子一样
But act like we really are
而是表现的我们像真是像小孩子一样
And enjoy the presence of God
享受神的同在
Any father or mother likes to see their children happy and playing happy
任何做父母的都喜欢看到孩子很高兴而且表现得很高兴
I don't think God's that different in that question
我想在这件事情上神也没有两样
I think if everybody comes to church with a long face and sad and happy
我想如果每个人到教会来都拉长了脸都很不快乐的样子
I think God gets unhappy too
我想神也会不高兴的
What's the matter with my kids?
我的孩子怎么搞了
Little four-year-old Nancy went out to the farm with her aunt for the first time she's on a farm.
四岁的小南希，她第一次跟她的阿姨一起到农场上。
And for the first time in her life, she saw a donkey.
这是她一生当中第一次看到驴子。
Long ears.
长耳朵。
Long face.
长脸。
And she called her grandma and said, "Oh, grandma, look."
她就叫她的祖母，她说
"This donkey's got religion, hasn't it?"
祖母，你看。这只驴子它有宗教，对不对
？I think it's good to rejoice before the Lord.
在神的面前欢喜是好的。
There's an old saying.
有一句老话说
：“Laugh and the world laughs with you.”
笑，世界就与你同笑。
Cry and you cry alone.
哭，你一个人哭。
Laughter is infectious.
笑是会感染的。
Tears are frightening.
眼泪是会让人害怕的。
And so it's good to just pretend like we're kids.
所以装扮成孩子的样子是好的。
And when you do, you begin to discover, hey, I am a kid after all.
当你这样做的时候，你会发现，哎，我真的是孩子。
I'm not much more than that.
我没有比孩子大多少。
Oh, you might be an educated kid.
你或许是一个受过教育的孩子。
In fact, I know such things.
事实上，我知道这样的事。
As an educated ignoramus.
就是有受过很教受过教育的无知的人。
Did you ever hear of such a person?
你有没有听过这样子的人？
I don't know how that sounds in Chinese.
我不晓得这个在中文里面听起来是怎么样子。
But some people can be very highly educated and very ignorant at the same time.
但是有些人他可能受了很高的教育，同时又很无知。
And sometimes it's good to be ignorant.
有时候无知是好的。
And sometimes you can know too much.
有时候你有可能知道的太多了。
So it's good to rejoice before the Lord.
所以在主的面前欢喜是好的。
I'm going to share with you.A scripture.
我来跟大家分享一个经文。
In 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
And chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
And I believe it's verse 4.
第四节。
Would you read it, please?
哥林多前书十二章第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
Now there are different kinds of gifts.
有各种不同的恩赐。
All kinds of gifts.
各种各样的恩赐。
But only one Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵却只有一位。
Just the same Spirit. Regardless of what gifts he manifests himself through.
不管他透过什么样的恩赐来彰显他自己，但是圣灵只有一位。
Because any gifts is manifesting the Spirit of God.
因为任何的恩赐都是在彰显神的灵。
Regardless of what gift it's being used, it still is manifesting God.
不管是在用哪一样的恩赐，都是在彰显神。
And not only these gifts that are mentioned here, the gift of faith and healing and so on.
不只是这里所提到的恩赐，信心的恩赐，还有医治的恩赐等等。
But many other gifts.
还有很多其他的恩赐。
For instance, would you turn with me to Exodus, way back in Exodus?
譬如，我请大家一起来看出埃及记。
And chapter 36.
出埃及记第三十六章。
31 is it? Yes, that's the one I wanted.
三十一章，出埃及记三十一章。
Read the first three verses.
我们来看前三节，三十一章的从第一节开始。耶和华晓谕摩西说：“看哪，犹大支派中。”户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比萨列，我已经提他的名招他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工。
Now God is speaking to Moses and says, I have a certain man that I have filled with the Spirit of God.
神在对摩西说话，他说有一个人我已经以神的灵充满了他。
And I give him wisdom and understanding.
我给他智慧聪明。
That he may preach the gospel with great success.
好让他能够传讲福音很成功。
Except it doesn't say that, does it?
但是这里说的并不是这样子，对不对？
No, that he might have powerful gifts of healing.
好让他能够有很强的
医病的恩赐。But doesn't say that either, does it?
但是这里也不是这样说，对不对？
What does it say?
这里说的是什么呢？
That the Spirit of God is giving the gift, and of all things, to work with metals.
神的灵给了他恩赐，最重要的就是要让他来。
We call a person that works with metals a smith.
来处理金属的匠人，嗯。
With bronze, with gold, with iron, with whatever.
不管是铜还是。
They were building a tabernacle, a temple, and it had to be a very beautiful work.
他们在盖会幕，那必须是很美的工作。
What we would say an artist.
那是会是我们所说的艺术家。
Jewelry and except some of the jewelry was pretty good size, but it was really jewels it was making.
他们在制造宝石，有的宝石非常大，但是他们其实是在宝石上面做。
Now there's a gift of art, a special gift of art.
有特别的艺术的。
And to go with that gift of art, the gift of wisdom.
而跟那个并行的要有智慧。
Because he had to.As it were, create as he went along.
因为他一边做的时候，他可以说他必须在创造。
And the gift of how to represent beauty and all the other things that go with the gift of art.
而且跟那个艺术的恩赐并行的就是怎么样能够制造出美感。
And here it tells me that that was given by the Holy Spirit.
而这里告诉我这是圣灵所赏赐的。
There's many kinds of gifts.
有各种各样的恩赐。
But there's only one Spirit.
但是圣灵只有一位。
And they all manifest God.
这一切都彰显神。
After all, can you look at the things of nature around you?
你能不能看你周围大自然的事情？
Can you look at the gorgeous yellow bushes coming out now for Scythia and not believe that God is an artist?
你能不能看到现在一种很美的黄色的花长出来了，而你却不认为说神是一个艺术家？
And a concept of beauty?
而且它有美感
and able to bring it forth so that every year you have those beautiful the first flowers that come out in the spring almost
而且每年春天的时候这些都是最早开的很美的花
I have two in my yard one in my backyard and one in my front yard they're big、beautiful.
我在我的前院跟后院都有一丛很大很美
God's an artist isn't he
神是艺术家对不对
And he will give to us to have artists so that we all have beautiful things in our home or to wear.
他也会把艺术家给我们
Or to have or use in some other way.
好让我们能够在家里不管是使用或者是穿或者是在其他的方面来用
You can drive a beautiful car.
你可以开很美的车子
And the people that made that car...That had to design it and figure out how to all put together and work.
造那车子人他必须设计一切，想说把所有零件放在一起。
They had wisdom and knowledge of how to work in aluminum and in steel.
他们有智慧。
And put it all together and give you a car that you can drive just as nice as
来工作，来在那些在铝还有在钢铁的一些工作。
That was a gift of God.
然后让你有好的车子，你能有没有想过说这也是神的恩赐
？God gave to us the The ability to make a car or an airplane.
神给我们能力来造车子或是造飞机
Or so many other things we have.
还有我们所拥有的很多其他的东西
To figure it all out, that's the gift of God.
这一切都把它设想好了，这是神的恩赐
Do you ever stop to think what a wonderful gift of God it is to turn on a faucet and let water run through it?
你有没有想过神把水龙头打开，让水能够流出来，这是神多么
Hot or cold water?
多么美的赏赐，不管是冷水还是热水。
I was in China.
我曾经去中国。
And I saw some running water.
我看到一些流的水。
Running through a bamboo tube.
是透过竹竿流出来。
From a spring up on the hill.
是他们从山上引泉水，然后
通过竹竿，
这样子流下来的水。
But I also remember.In our first pastorate,
但是我也记得，当我第一次牧会的时候
，we had an old-fashioned pump.
我们有老式的机桶
，and it wasn't inside the house even.
甚至那不是在家里面的。
And you better be careful on the cold winter nights because it would freeze.
在冬天晚上很冷的时候，你最好要小心，因为那东西会结冻。
If you didn't save water enough to be able to heat it and melt the ice in the pump, you'd go without water.
如果你没有储存了足够的水，然后把它加热起来的话，那么那个鸡桶它结冻了，你就没水了。
And then we move to another faucet in another house and turn on the faucet, and the water would come out.
后来我们搬到另外一个地方，一个新的家，但是水龙头打开了，水不会流出。
Yes, nobody got water. Wait until you have a pump for a year.
好，现在每个人都有水，但是你看看，如果说你用那个鸡桶用一年好
了 then you'll think it's a pretty nice gift to have a faucet.
那么你就会知道有水龙头是很好的赏赐了。
There's so many ways that God has blessed us by giving us people that could invent things.
神在很多方面都祝福我们，他给我们一些人能够发明一些东西，制造一些东西。
And make them so they would work.
而且制造东西让这些东西有用。
Or we take it all for granted.
我们把这些都看成是理所当然的。
Maybe you have a television at your house.
你家里有电视。
Simple thing.
这是很简单的东西。
Turn a couple of buttons or sit there with a remote.
打开几个按钮就好了，或者是用遥控就好。
Spring across the world into Mexico or
然后你就能够在世界跳。
Down into Africa or across the world into China.
墨西哥到非洲。
At the point,
越过世界到了中国。
Pushing a button.
你只要按一个按钮就好了。
So simple.
这么简单。
Oh, yeah, you got a kid can push a button.
小孩子都能够按按钮。
But don't look into that box.
但是你不要看到那个盒子里面。
Just keep it closed and keep it simple.
你就把它关好，保持它的简单。
Because if you open up the box,
因为如果你把那个箱子打开的话，
you'll find an absolute puzzle, a mixture of wires and plastic and all kinds of things that you better keep your hands out of there.
你会发觉那是让你非常的困惑的，里面有很多的线，还有塑胶，你最好不要去碰它。但这是谁造的呢
？Look, I suppose most of you grew up were born with a television in the house, but they didn't have a television when I was born.
你们大部分人从小长大的家里面都有电视。
And I remember the first one that came to our city and was down in a store in a window, and the crowds would stand there and gap at that.Shadowy, black and white, full of snow, and you could see some movement and some funny things. And
我记得当第一台电视到了我们这镇上的时候，是摆在店里的橱窗，然后大家都去看那个黑白不清的影子，然后像是下雪一样的一点一点的，然后大家都看到里面的动作说，说啊，这个是何等的奇妙的事情。
I reminded when I was in, let's see, I think it's Hangzhou.One child, let's say it was. And we were walking down the street of the city, and there we saw a whole group of people standing around a store.
我想是我们在温州的时候，我们走在一条街上，看到有一群人，
他们都在那个店的门
口，我们都看到他们非常非常的兴奋，在那里谈话。
Word they said,
当然，我们不了解他们讲
的话，but they were very excited.
可是他们都很兴奋。
So we joined them, see what was going on in that store window.
所以我们就加入他们，看看到底那个店的橱窗里面到底是什么
东西。And they were so excited and so happy and look and point and talk and point some more.
他们非常的兴奋，在那边指了，一直用手指的，又在讲话。
And you know what we saw when we got there?
你知道当我们到那里时候，我们看到什么吗
？A new bicycle.
一辆新的自行车。
That's all.
就只有这样子。
But had one thing different. All the bicycles were black.You know, this is still when communist times.
其他所有的车子都是黑色的，那是在
and everyone was dressed in black.
共产党的时候，那每个人穿的衣服也都是黑的。
But this brand new bicycle had a little white arrow on it.
但是这辆全新的自行车上面有一道白色的箭在上面。
Different from anybody else's.
跟其他人的车子都不一样。
A brand new model.
是个全新的型。
And they were excited and thrilled.
他们非常的兴奋。
Somebody had a brilliant idea.
有人有一个很棒的想法。
I don't know why they didn't get one before that, but they finally did.
我不晓得为什么之前他们没有这样做，但是他们终于做了。
That idea had to come from somewhere, didn't it?
那个主意必须从某一个人来。
It's all black, but let's make a little bit of prettiness on it.
都是黑的，但是让我们在这当中制造一点漂亮东西。
Let's make it look a little nicer.
让我们把它造的看起来更美一点。
That comes from God.
这是从神来的。
You can go on and on, and some of those wonderful things come into the world, and sometimes.
所以你都可以一直继续讲下去，有些很美的事情进到世界，有时候一些新的发明。
For instance, antibiotics,
譬如抗生素,
which have been such a blessing to people,
这对人们来讲是一个很大的祝福,
originated in England,
是在英国开始的,
and in Sweden,
还有,
at the same time,
在瑞典也同时发明
了, after all these years, and medicine made a giant leap forward, when they found antibiotics.
那么多年之后, 医药界大大跃进了一步, 就是当他们发现抗生素的时候,
and brought health and healing to millions of people.
把健康医治带给千千万万的人。
But after all those years, nobody even dreamed of it.
但是经过那么多年，以前从来没有人梦想过。
Two different men in two different countries at the same time.
两个不同的人在两个不同的国家同时发现了。
In other words, God said, "There's getting a lot of people in the world, and there's a lot of suffering. I'm going to have to give them something more."
换句话说，神说好，这个时候世界上有很多人有很多的受苦，我必须要给他们一点东西。
So, God gave them.A gift of antibiotics.
所以神就把抗生素赏赐给他们，这真的是一个赏赐。
Because it was a mistake.
因为那是一个错误。
The man left a dish. They call it culture. They had a culture dish of some bacteria.
有一个人他在培养一些细菌，他把它留在那里。
And it got left there overnight. He forgot to take it away. It was sat there on the windowsill.
他把它放在那里，放在窗户旁边，然后放在那里过夜，忘了拿走。
And after the weekend was over, he came back and it was all moldy.
当周末结束的时候，他回来发现都已经长霉
了。Before he threw it out, he looked at it and scratched his head.
当他要把那个丢掉之前，他看一看，然后他就搔搔头。
All the bacteria were dead.
所有的细菌都死了。
What in the world killed them?
到底是什么杀死了细菌呢?
They should all be thriving and alive.
他们应该都会长得很好，都是活的。
Been there two or three days in that culture, and they were dead.
因为他在那个培养皿里面已经两三天了，却死掉了。
And so, being of a scientific mind, he said, "What killed them?"
因为他有科学的头脑，所以他就想是什么东西把细菌给杀死了呢？他就一直看，一直看。
Something in that mold did it.
他发现，在那个霉的当中，有一些东西把细菌杀死了。
And so he began to work, and now we have antibiotics.
所以他就开始努力。现在我们有了抗生素。
There's diversity of gifts, but there's one spirit.
有各种各样的恩赐，但是圣灵只有一位。
He's working all the time.
他时时都在工作。
Through the many gifts he gives so many people, and so many gifts are different.
他把许多的恩赐给许多的人，而这些恩赐都不一样。
The gifts of art, the gifts of music.
艺术的恩赐。
The gift of wisdom.
还有智慧的恩赐，音乐的恩赐。
The gift of wisdom to that scientist that instead of throwing that culture out.
他把智慧的恩赐给了那个科学家。那科学家没有把那培养皿丢掉
why did it happen?
反而让他去思想为什么这事情发生而且问问题
and wonder,
去思考
and search,
研究
till he found it.
直到他找到了